Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. I'm Craig Maddock. He's Chris Tubbs. Joining us on the Gas Stop Holiday Fan Line, the former Denver Bronco great and NBC Sports Radio contributor Terrell Davis. Terrell, had to be tough watching your Broncos last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a media guy now, so I have to remain neutral at some of these games. No, man, but obviously my heart is always in Denver, man. So you kind of hate to see them lose like that.
Well, it certainly doesn't. The Broncos and the Patriots now will fight each other to see who's going to get that number one seed. Did it help Denver? Did it help New England a lot last night? Do you think New England could be the number one seed when it's all said and done?
Well, you've just taken the power from the Broncos. They don't. I mean, they no longer control home field advantage. Now that's ultimately the New England, the Patriots deal now. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Broncos you definitely don't want to feel like you're at the mercy of another team. You want them to lose games in order for you to recapture that home field, but. You know, it is what it is, and I'm sure the people and the fans of New England feel good this morning that Denver lost.
You know, after a game like that, Terrell, how much scoreboard watching do players do when you know that you've got a team that you're going to be jockeying with? Do players pay a whole lot of attention to scoreboard watching now?
Of course. They might tell you they don't, but, yeah, right now, most players are looking at sort of the seeding, trying to figure out who they're going to play. The coaches are in their meeting rooms. They're watching the games. They're rooting against certain teams. So, yeah, absolutely.
You know, I want to ask you, got a couple questions about the Bears in a minute, but one of the big news in the NFL is what's going on in Washington. And, I mean, you played for Coach Shanahan. You won a couple of Super Bowls with him. But what is your assessment of what's going down between Coach Shanahan and Dan Snyder and the benching of Robert Griffin III?
Yeah, I played for Mike, played 8 years, obviously him coaching us. I know Mike, and he is a good coach. He is an outstanding coach, and I know that Mike doesn't do anything without really thinking it through. So with that said, benching RG3, there was a purpose there. I just don't know why. I don't get it. There's so many different things coming out of D.C. I'm not sure what's fiction, what's fact, and I'm like everybody else. I'm confused. This thing has got more turns than an episode of Scandal, man.
Good one.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I'm like, people are like, well, Mike. I said, yeah, I know Mike, but I know that he's very this guy is he thinks things through. So whether this is an issue with him and Daniel Snyder. And him benching RG3 is something that he's trying to get fired, and that's I've heard those rumors that maybe Mike is trying to get fired and not trying to quit because of the $7 million that the Redskins owe him. I don't know if any of that. I have no way of knowing that. I've spoken to players on the team. The players don't know what's happening there. Obviously, you looked at Kyle Shanahan yesterday, his press conference. He seems to be a little baffled about what's happening, why RG3 has been benched. What he considered out of his own mouth. It's the best quarterback that gives them the best chance to win. And he says, well, listen, I don't know. If it was up to me, RG3 would be playing. So, guys, I wish I had – I just don't know what is happening in D.C. I just don't know. And is Mike's relationship with – or, excuse me, is RG3 relationship with Daniel Snyder, is that the reason all this is – I've heard so many stuff that come out of Washington, man. I just don't know.
Is it in his character, meaning Coach Shanahan – is it in his character to be intentionally defiant? Because it just seems like it would be counterproductive to what the team wants to accomplish and what he wants to accomplish if this truly is about some infighting and the potential buyout if Coach Shanahan does get fired.
Well, I think you got to look at Daniel Snyder and look at his track record. The man, he's gone through head coaches, I believe it was seven or so head coaches in 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's something, it sounds like an organizational issue here where you've got fighting, you've got an owner, which I've heard this again, I can't prove it's true, but it was something where RG3 was drafted, and it appears that what I heard was that was not Mike Shanahan's decision, that Mike and Kyle wanted Kirk Cousins. And the Snyder wanted RG3. So if that's the case, and when you have an owner, head coach, not on the same page, you're going to have some infighting. You're going to have some disagreement. agreement, and that appears to be what's happening. So, but it's no, to me, no. To answer your question, that's not in Mike's DNA, in my opinion, not the Mike that I know. But when you're in a situation that maybe promotes that, where you that's what's happening, sometimes you got to fight, and maybe that's what's happening. I don't know. It's bizarre to me what's happening. It really is.
He is Terrell Davis. You can listen to Terrell on NBC Sports Radio, the 24/7 live sports talk network, which you can listen to at NBCSportsRadio.com, and download the NBC Sports Radio mobile app today. And, of course, you can hear Terrell when he is a guest on NBC Sports Radio right here on KWSN. TD, December is the month for teams to get hot, get ready for the playoffs. Are there any teams right now in this month of December that you say, hey, this is a team that's on a roll, a team that could be dangerous come playoff time?
The obvious choice to me is like Seattle. But I think you would have to look at a team like San Francisco. I think Kansas City's a team that's starting to heat up a little bit. You got to watch out for. I think New Orleans is a team that, after taking that beating in Seattle, they appear to be a better team at this point, and one that is focused on making a serious playoff run. So there's a few teams out there.
You know, the Bears completely took it to the Cowboys last Monday night, and Josh McCown, I think TD, has been playing great for the Bears. Now that Jay Cutler's healthy, Mark Trestman has come out and said Jay Cutler's our starting quarterback. My question is, when you've got a guy, I understand McCown has been a career backup, but when he's playing in that offense at the level that he has been, is it the right move for the Bears to go back to Jay Cutler because it's Jay Cutler, or should they have stayed with the hot hand?
Yeah, I think we look at a situation last year with the 49ers where they had Kaepernick, and obviously Alex Smith came back, and it was clear that Kaepernick was going to continue his hot hand. And it took him to a Super Bowl. It took him within, I believe, you know, a couple of yards of actually winning it. So if I'm Mark Trestman, I'm sticking with the hot hand. I have a guy who he's played extremely well the last couple of weeks. 3 weeks or over 300 yards passing. He just seems to be more in control of that offense. And I'm not going to upset the apple cart by trying to make sure that I'm making sure Jay Cutler doesn't get his feelings hurt. I'm not doing that. I'm not. Uh-huh. I'm trying to win games here. Yep. And I've heard someone say, well, they want to put Jay Cutler in there because obviously next year he's a free agent. They want to get a chance to take another look at him before that period, happens, so they can determine whether they want to extend his contract or, give a new contract or a franchise or whatever. I'm like, listen, it's about winning championships here. Mm-hmm. So if you want to win a championship, you've got a quarterback that is playing extremely well. Why upset that? Why disturb? I just wouldn't do it. So, hey, if McCown struggles, then put Jay in. Put him in then. But in the meantime, Jay's going to sit on the sideline and watch.
Terrell, there are a lot of Terrell Davis fans around Sioux Falls. There's a lot of Denver Bronco fans here in Sioux Falls, and they appreciate when they can hear one of their all-time greats. So we appreciate you spending some time with us here in Sioux Falls.
Hey, my pleasure, fellas.